I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me.
Everything I desire is already mine.
What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we are talking about making friends, the importance of hobbies, embracing that side of your feminine energy, and all the things involved with that. And it's funny because I've been wanting to get into doing an episode about the importance of hobbies because I'm in my hobby era. Like, I'm taking pottery class every Tuesday. I'm doing 2 book clubs right now with different groups of people. And I'm realizing, like, just how much fun it is to be involved in things outside of work. And then I got a Dear Victoria submission, which I will read to you right now, that I feel like just really aligns with the topic. And I just figured, let's put this all together. So let me read the question for you all. Dear Victoria, I have been in college for almost a year now, and I have yet to make a single friend. The only conversations I have is with my mom when she calls me. I want to have friends, but it seems almost impossible to make any. My family tells me to talk to people in my classes or to join clubs. I did. No results. I'm a strong introvert, so anything I say to someone comes out completely weird. It's been so long that I have severe social anxiety and zero social skills. Not having any human contact is taking a toll on my mental health, and now I'm having trouble staying motivated for literally anything. I need advice on how to not be so lonely because I can't take this anymore. First things first, let's go back to the whole thing where you said, I did try talking to people in class and I did try joining clubs, but no results. A lot of people think that they can just flip a switch and just try something out a little bit and half-ass things and see results. And when they don't see results from, like I said, half-assing something, trying it out a little bit, they're like, oh, that didn't work. And then that's it. They quit. And that applies in so many areas of life, not only about making friends, but business, personal development, a hobby, creativity. I mean, I think of myself, like, I'm so bad at pottery. And the first time I went, I mean, I was really fucking bad at it. I literally got nothing out of it. So I could have said, oh, I tried pottery, no results, wasn't good, and then never gone back. But no matter how bad I am at it, I keep going because I want to get good at it. I want to keep, you know, increasing the strength and building the strength. Think of this like working out, like building muscle. You're not going to build muscle or be really good at the gym the first time you go. So how do you build muscles and how do you get really good at lifting weights in the gym? You keep working it out. You build the muscle daily, a few times a week. you just stay consistent until you see that the muscle is built, or however, whatever results that you look for, until you realize, wow, these weights are feeling light. I can now increase my weight. Once you start seeing results like that, you realize you're getting stronger. So that's the same as this. If you just like try to have these awkward conversations in class, or you try to join a club once or twice and you really lack social skills, no, you're not going to see results. So that's not to put blame on you, but it's to put accountability on you to understand that you can't just try something once or twice and think that you're going to have these outstanding results. I will say that in college especially, it's not that easy to make friends, period. Even aside from social anxiety, aside from lacking social skills, aside from having really low human contact, it's already hard to make friends. People are cliquey, people have their groups, people are on certain teams, or people are in sororities or whatever it is. People knew each other from home, like they already kind of have their people. So when you go to school as an individual and you need to find a group to connect with, or even just one single person to connect with, it's already not that easy. So now if you're going to add social anxiety and a lack of social skills and a lack of human interaction and, you know, really not great mental health, it's much harder. You know, it's going to be even harder. So the first step is to have that self-awareness and to have the accountability and to know the reality of like the situation is this is a difficult thing. This is a difficult season of my life. I have to take control of it. I have to take the reins and decide that I'm going to change this dynamic and I'm going to do basically whatever is in my power to do it. Does that mean forcing friendships? No, of course not. But what are things that you can do? You can work on your social skills. You can work on your anxiety and your mental health. Going to therapy, that's like number one right there for talking to somebody who is licensed to help mental health issues and things like anxiety. Or even getting a coach, someone like me or someone that you resonate with, whoever it is. I know you're young, you're in college, so I don't know if you necessarily have the finances to invest in private coaching like me. But for the most part, this is what we work on. Increasing your social skills, increasing your confidence, increasing your self-esteem, increasing your self-awareness. So even if you're not doing it with me, just having somebody, having a coach, a therapist, somebody to really hold you accountable and work alongside you to increase your own self first and work on your own personal development, your mindset growth, and really putting yourself first before even worrying about talking to other people and whatever else, just really working internally on you. That's number one. Now, once you start working on yourself, and once you're taking that really seriously, then you can get into the waters of hobbies, clubs, and starting to meet people who are like-minded. When I say like-minded, I mean join a club that is something you actually enjoy, or pick up a hobby that is something you actually enjoy. Don't just join clubs for the social aspect of it, because that might be so overwhelming knowing that this is not necessarily something you care about or are passionate about or thoroughly enjoy, but it's something that you're doing because you have to make friends. But if you join a club or you pick up a hobby that's something you really want to get good at or you really care about, then you'll realize and you'll see that you're surrounded by like-minded people with similar interests because they also care about this. They're also involved in this. So no matter what it is, I think about myself, you know, I like I said, I just started to take pottery, and I was really nervous because I don't know what everyone's skill level is. What if they're really good at pottery and I'm really bad? What if they all know each other and I'm the only one individual and they're going with their friends? It's nerve-wracking to start something new with all complete strangers, and it's something that you're doing for the first time. But once I got comfortable and would just ask for help or just compliment someone's work and say, oh, that looks really nice or whatever, keeping it super simple like that, you start to build rapport, and then you start to have more conversations. What's your name? Oh, where do you live? How old are you? Whatever. And it just, you start slow and you build up. And by the end of the first class, I asked everyone who was around me, I said, because in this program in particular, we have something called open studio hours after, like, whenever you want, basically during the week. So you have your session once a week, you have your class once a week, and then you could also once a week go by yourself and do open studio. So I had asked the girls by the end of the class, I was like, hey, does anybody know when they're going to do open studio this week? Do you guys want to go maybe at the same time? Do you guys want to do open studio together so that we're not alone? Because in open studio, it's literally that, in open studio, there's no instructor helping you. You just go by yourself and you figure it out. And so I made a little group chat with whoever said yes. And it was that simple. We didn't talk about anything crazy. We didn't talk about anything personal. It just started from little comments, questions, compliments, building up to being like, hey guys, I've never done pottery before, so I'm a little intimidated to do open studio by myself. If anyone else is on the same page and you guys want to help each other doing open studio, let me know. And like three of the girls said that they wanted to do that. So I made a little chat and, you know, we're organizing to go to open studio at the same time. So that could apply with any hobby or club, because, you know, you could have a certain type of like homework. I don't mean homework, but like an at-home project or something to study for. And you can always start to build up these conversations with people. And it gives you something specific to talk about, which may make it less awkward. Because like you said, anytime I try to say something, it comes out completely weird. And that might be because you're just trying to make conversation and you don't know what to make conversation about. And you're just like, whatever comes to mind, I'm just going to spitball. But if you're doing something like pottery, I'll use as an example, if you're doing something like pottery, then at least you know you can ask questions and build conversation around pottery. So you can make conversation a lot more simple by saying, have you ever done this before? This is my first time. If I have help, can I ask you, where have you done this before? Do you enjoy it? How many years have you been doing it? What's the hardest part for you? What's your favorite part? What do you enjoy the most? What do you like the least? So your conversations are not weird, random, made up out of the blue. It's something easy to constantly turn to because you've made this friend doing this hobby, or not even made this friend, but you just made this acquaintance doing this hobby, and you know, like, this is normal to just talk about that. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com. Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, It's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross. I know one of you girls can relate to this, so we gotta talk about it. You know when you feel like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, but your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere, and then you stress because you don't know what you're doing wrong? Well, what I've learned is that it's not you at all, because a lot of these issues are tied to hormone imbalances, and then the stress just makes it worse because it messes with your hormones even more. And that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. So of course, I took the hormone quiz myself, and it gave me some insight into what might be happening with my hormones, like potentially an overload of estrogen, which can affect me in all kinds of ways. So it recommended I take Hormone Harmony, which helps with bloating, chronic fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, anxiety, your cycle, and more. And after adding it to my routine, I noticed such a difference. We often think we need big lifestyle changes to feel better, but in reality, small habits like taking Hormone Harmony every day can have a huge impact on how we feel. And taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now, it's about investing in your long-term health. So whether you're recommended Hormone Harmony like I was or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz will help guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out, because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself." Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny. And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now. Another thing that I don't know if it's really big necessarily on a campus, but I know is pretty big, like, in cities in general, is to get on Bumble BFF, if you know what that is. There's probably also other versions of Bumble BFF, but I am just not aware of them. But what it basically is you guys know Bumble, the dating app. You download Bumble. It's all in the same place. And one of, like, the settings, I guess, as soon as you're, like, making a profile is, like, what are you going to use Bumble for? Dating, business, or friendships. And so it'll, like, turn your app into, like, Bumble BFF. And I've made a bunch of friends on Bumble BFF. One of those friends I actually interviewed on For the Girls last year, Aisha Mohammed. There's been a bunch of girls that I have met and made friends with through there. Are they my best friends that I hang out with all the time? No, but I met them when I lived in Miami. I connected with them on social media. And even if we didn't meet up in person, we kind of have more of like an online friendship. So no matter how you want to spin it, whether we're friends in person that hang out or friends who talk on the phone, we're friends. So even on those days where I don't have plans, I'm not going out, I'm sitting in, I have my friends that I can sit on FaceTime with, I can text with, I can talk to, so you won't feel as lonely. So I would say that Bumble BFF is good. I mean, it works. It's worked for me. I can certainly attest to it myself and vouch for it myself, but there might be other apps that may be better for like a college campus. I truly don't know because that wasn't my dynamic, but I can say Bumble BFF was good. And the reason why I say tapping into all of this and picking up hobbies and making friends allows us to really embrace our feminine energy side is because that's exactly what being a feminine woman is. That's exactly what feminine energy is. Being nurturing, being welcoming, being open, listening to people, engaging with people, having, you know, open dialogue where you're learning and you're working on yourself. I think one of the biggest things of feminine energy is expanding your mind and just being open to gaining more knowledge and even questioning your own thoughts. You know, I was listening to something and they were saying smart people always ask questions and want to look deeper into things. Dumb people just think that they're always right and they don't think there's no further nuance, there's nothing else to it. And it made me laugh and it kind of reminded me a little bit of like a divine mature feminine energy versus an egotistical wounded masculine energy who like thinks they know everything, and then the divine feminine is just like, I'm so open to feedback and I'm so open to learning. And yeah, I just think that some of the biggest traits of embracing your feminine energy is one, getting creative. So that could be picking up a hobby or getting into something like literature, reading, whatever. And making friends and showing love to people and giving love, putting love out there, putting effort and energy out there to being nurturing and welcoming, all of that really allows us to tap into that more feminine side. I got back into reading about 2 years ago, and I'm someone who's always loved to read, but I stopped once I got really serious about my work and my business because I just felt like I didn't have the time for any of that. And I felt like I couldn't make the time for reading. I felt like time reading was time wasted. That was me being unproductive because I could be spending that time working, making more money, whatever. And I realized how heavily reliant I was on my masculine energy. And I was just depleting myself of any sense of soft feminine energy because I would only spend my time being productive and problem solving and action taking rather than spending any time on, you know, self-care, self-love. Even though I made it like I did a lot of self-care, I'm like, self-care is so important. Yeah, because I worked out and I went for walks and I took care of my skin. But there's so much more to caring about yourself than just like getting a facial once a month. There's so many more ways to make sure you feel good and to stimulate the brain and just to keep yourself positive about life and remove yourself from reality for a little bit, because sometimes reality is ugly. Turning on the news is really not entertaining. Listening to current events is really sometimes fucking scary. And when all you focus on is hustling and making money, you're just not escaping reality at any given point, because you're just so focused on like, I need more and more and more. And I just think there's so much time in the day to do less, 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 and just relax. And so I would say getting into reading again has really, really, really allowed me to bring in like a little bit of a softer energy into my life. And so I think I asked a few episodes back, maybe a couple months ago, whatever, and I was asking if anyone knows how to get into book clubs or something like that. And I don't know, I really like couldn't figure out like how to, I joined like Facebook groups, but it wasn't really what I was looking for. So my talent agency, actually, I didn't realize that the girls who work at the agency that manages me, I didn't realize that they had a book club. So they invited me into theirs. So I've been in theirs for a couple months now. It's been so much fun, and it inspired me to start one with my cousins and their friends. And you know, this way we could actually get together in person, because with my talent agency, we do it like on Zoom since none of us live near each other. But with my cousins and them, we're starting it now this month, and we're going to like actually get together at each other's houses, because we only really spend time together for like holidays or occasions, like something, you know, important like that. Of course, with some of my cousins, we get together every Sunday for Sunday dinner, but it's just a different dynamic. It's not just like hanging out, relaxing, doing nothing. So I'm like, what can we do that's just a lot more chill and zen and just girls being girls? And so that's why I said we'll do a book club amongst ourselves, and, you know, just get together and like talk about literature. So I was thinking about what are some other hobbies that are good for women, because of course I mentioned pottery and reading and book clubs, but that's not necessarily for everyone. So a few other ideas that came to mind were learning a new language. I have a girlfriend right now who I think she's been learning Italian, because I think she's going to Italy. And she's like, it's so much fun. And she's been like connecting with other people, and you actually feel like really smart, like when you can start picking up on full sentences and conversation in another language. So I know that's something I want to do. I haven't made the time for it, but learning a new language is something that's really cool. Dance class is also a really cool way to meet a lot of people, because I know, especially in New York City, there are hip hop classes, beginners dance classes, pole dancing classes. There's so many different types of dance classes that are like workout kind of style. Like they're not necessarily your everyday average workout, but it's something fun to do in like these group settings where you're doing like a lot of cardio and, you know, like fast movements and all that, but it's not just working out. It's, you know, dancing. It's learning a routine, it's learning choreography, and it's just a lot of fun. And it doesn't matter how good or bad you are, because the goal is ultimately just to have fun and let loose. And I think yoga is also a really good hobby. I don't know if yoga would be considered a hobby per se, because it is a workout. Like you could literally go to the gym and do yoga, but I know some people who do it just for fun, just to relax. And that's something that definitely allows you to tap into your feminine energy, because you get to really like stretch, and you know, your muscles are not as tense, and you like loosen up, and you just really like get in touch with your body, and you can feel just like a lot lighter, a lot more zen, and with just a much clearer mind. And then of course there's more creative things like painting, drawing, sewing, that's actually really cool, knitting, photography, like anything in the creative space. Of course, writing is included in that. And then I know a lot of people who are really big in like gardening and plants. There's like a very big community. For some reason, I ended up on like plant talk at some point, and I was seeing all TikTok videos of people who do planting and gardening, and I was actually I think that's how I literally got into pottery, because I was seeing pottery videos on my TikTok, and I just was like, this looks like so much fun, like I want to join a class. And then I literally just went to Google and was like, pottery classes near me. And one more creative thing that came to my mind that I've seen, and I also have a friend who picked it up as a hobby for a little bit, is making candles. Now, the friend did take it on as a little bit of like a side business, but I would say that it was more of a hobby because it wasn't necessarily like meant to be insanely income producing, but just something to do and something to gift people, which I think, again, like really taps into that feminine energy. Like making something from your hands and being able to gift it to people, that is just so much love. And it's just so like generous and giving. And it just feels like such a nurturing way to give and to show love without like making anything like, you know, huge, like not like something being too expensive, not spending a ton of money. It's more of like spending time and literally using your hands, using this craft and making something with someone in mind. Like that is just the best way to give. I know that a lot of girls are always asking for more ways on how to embrace their feminine energy and to tap into their feminine energy side. And I just think if you are someone who is struggling to make time for yourself, struggling to make friends, you don't really invest in yourself, start there. Start with therapy or with a coach or any sense of investing into personal development to really focus on your internal glow up first, and then you go on to the next things. So if you feel like you're always burnt out, all you do is work, you don't have any time for rest or friends or recreational fun or hobbies, start there. Start picking up hobbies, little things. Don't do everything at once. Don't try to take on 5 hobbies at a time. Don't do anything too, you know, overwhelming. Just one thing at a time and just start picking up on, you know, little things that allow you to decompress and just not feel so burnt out. Because I can tell you that after years and years and years, I burnt out. So it took me a while to get there. But now that I'm there, I hope that I can like help you all before you get to that severe of a burnout phase the way that I did. Because my burnout phase was not like, oh yeah, for the past 6 months, I've been really busy and now I need to relax. It was like, no, for the past 6 years, I have been nonstop. And now it's time for me to prioritize myself. And then making friends comes along the way because you will be more proactive. You will increase your self-awareness. You will increase your self-esteem. And you will start to feel better about making conversation with people and bringing new people into your life and making new connections. So I would say go in that order. Invest in yourself and work on yourself. Pick up hobbies that you actually are excited about and that make you excited about life, and then you'll feel so much better about making friends. And that is all we have for today. Thank you girls so much for listening. I'll see you next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.